They're called suitcase nukes, nuclear weapons that terrorists could steal, buy, or build and smuggle anywhere around the world. The FBI and officials from 30 nations are in Miami today talking about how to keep those weapons out of the hands of terrorists. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports from Miami.
Hundreds of law enforcement officials gathered to compare notes on how to best combat what many fear is the next step in global terrorism, a nuclear weapon. There's a live feed from a group of delegates in Kazakhstan. The deputy director of Russia's equivalent of the FBI, the FSB, is sitting next to the superintendent of the French National Police. This is a global effort and a global worry. And FBI Director Robert Mueller outlines the threat.
By some estimates, there is enough highly enriched uranium in global stockpiles to construct thousands of nuclear weapons. And it is safe to assume that there are many individuals who would not think twice about using such weapons.
And Mueller says the only way to fight the threat is without regard to borders and with total cooperation.
No one person, no one agency, and no one country can prevent a nuclear terrorist attack on its own. There are too many unlocked doors and unknown players, too many ports and porous borders.
2 years ago, the U.S. had a nuclear scare. A radiation detector in the Sri Lankan port of Colombo sounded, and a New Jersey-bound shipping container appeared to contain some sort of radioactive material. It turned out the sensor detected something harmless, but the FBI says it illustrates the importance of international cooperation when it comes to nuclear threats. Vahid Majidi is in charge of the FBI's nuclear terrorism operation. He says the FBI fields 1,700 reports of radioactivity every year. Some are resolved quickly, and some are more worrisome. He cautions against thinking such a weapon is out of the reach of terrorists.
From a technology point of view, most challenges can be overcome by having the right group of people together with the right material and obviously right financing.
Mueller said in an interview that al-Qaeda has been trying to get a nuclear device for more than a decade.
We have to absolutely assume that they would have the capability of doing it. You can never rely on the fact that they might not. And so you have to prevent them obtaining the material as well as doing everything you can to assure that they do not have the technical ability to do so.
And that's why the FBI put together this 5-day conference called the Global Initiative to Combat Nuclear Terrorism. It was to get local and international law enforcement officials to work together. They are testing that idea this afternoon. The scenario is this. A terrorist cell is constructing a dirty bomb in a small enclosure, and the FBI and local police are trying to stop them. Two SWAT teams conduct a joint assault, fast roping from helicopters above Miami's Orange Bowl. They set up a perimeter around the area, find the suitcase nuke, and start decontamination. Mueller says the exercise has some surprises for the participants as well.
You have to prepare in advance for what you hope will never happen. But inevitably, where there is a terrorist attack of any sort, what is so essential is that people coordinate and cooperate and know where to go and do so without thinking twice about it. And the only way you can accomplish that is to go through various mock exercises beforehand.
It has been said that the September 11th attacks were a failure of imagination on the part of law enforcement in this country. Mueller said the 5-day conference and exercise in Miami is meant to ensure that failure of imagination doesn't happen again. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Miami.